light bulbs. Flip a switch and a light bulb fills the room with light. But how does electricity, flowing into the bulb, turn into light you can see? There are two main ways we make light at home, and you've already watched one of them happen in your kitchen. The first way, make something so hot that it glows. Look inside a toaster while it's toasting your bread, and you'll see the wires inside glow bright orange. That orange glow is the wires getting so hot from the electricity running through them that they start to shine with light. Anything heated up enough will glow like that. First red, then orange, then white, the hotter it gets. The toaster is really there to make heat, but it can't help glowing while it does. For a long time, light bulbs made light in exactly that way. Inside, the old kind of bulb was a tiny, thin wire, and electricity heated it until it glowed white hot, bright enough to light a room, like a tiny curled-up toaster wire shining away. It worked, but it wasted a lot of energy, because most of what it made came out as heat instead of light. Those old bulbs got hot enough to burn your finger. Most of the bulbs in your house are probably the newer kind, called LEDs, and they make light a completely different way. Instead of heating a wire until it glows, an LED uses a special material that gives off light on its own when electricity flows through it, staying far cooler than the old kind. Because it isn't wasting most of its energy as heat, an LED makes the same bright light using far less electricity, and it lasts for years and years. So there are two main ways to turn electricity into light in your house. The toaster shows you the old way: heat something until it glows and waste a lot of warmth doing it. The bulb glowing over your head right now is the new way: cool, careful, and using far less energy than the old kind.